The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis. I am your host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show right here on WCBM 680. And it was very interesting. I was going through some stuff in storage the other day, and I ran across an old WCBM pen that looked like a big safety match. Had you ever seen this one, Eric? Aaron? The promotional pens they used to give out?
No, I've never seen that one, but I saw an old.
It had a different phone number on it. It didn't have a call-in number on it. I don't know if it predated my arrival there or not, but it said Hot Talk on it. It was a big match. They took the match head off, and that was where the pen was revealed. It kind of cracked me up. Anyway, how's everybody doing this week? This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And what a mess we have with our hunting seasons this year, next year, and beyond. So we'll talk about that a little later, but we're not here to talk about world events. We're not here to talk about politics per se, world politics. We're not here to talk about any of that national stuff. We're here to give you an escape from that for a couple of hours and just take a walk down memory lane or share a recent experience or talk about the great outdoors, God's creation, I call it. You know, we talk about, I call it God's nature, too, because it is nature, but it's not Mother Nature. It's God's nature. It's the nature of the Creator. And so that's the way I look at it. You can look at it any way you want, but we're here to talk about it. So the way we do that is by telephone. You simply call us our number, which is 410-WCBM-680 or 410-922-6680. And that fellow you just heard there, his name is Aaron. He'll answer the phone. He's our producer. He'll talk to you for a little bit, and then we'll get ready to go on the air when it's your turn and when we can get to your call. So that's how that works. It is turkey season. We saw a few birds that have come in. I'm not sure about a lot of success out there. Call and share your success or your experiences in the turkey woods. I didn't get out. I was going to go on the first day, which was Saturday, last Saturday, the first day, and I thought, you know, I got a lot of work to do. I'll just, it's a long season. I'll just wait it out. Of course, the turkey showed up on camera in the field where I would typically be hunting. So, you know, it was not too bad. It was a little Jake and about three or four hens. So that I didn't miss a lot, but they've been there a couple times this week. Then the farmer came in the other day and sprayed. So I don't know if he sprayed what he sprayed. I don't know if he was putting fertilizer down. I don't know if he was putting weed killer down, if he was putting insecticide down. I don't know what he sprays this time of year, but the big tractor was spraying. It's went around the little field. And I told my buddy, if it's insecticide, the turkeys won't be back because the bugs will be dead. There won't be any grasshoppers or anything for them to feed on in the field. But, you know, there's no bait or anything down. There is a there's a mineral lick there from the folks at Welsh Mountain. Used to be Apple Cracker, Stolzfus Mineral Supply, one of our sponsors. There's a new mineral I've put down that they've come out with this year. It's called RX365, year-round mineral, and we'll talk about that a little later. But it's really attracting the deer, and the bucks are growing. You can tell their antlers are growing, and the does are hitting it. So I'm pretty happy with the results of that, the way they're showing up. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet is next Saturday, May 2nd, and we have given away two of the four tickets. I've contacted two of the people that called in and said they were interested in the tickets. And good morning, John B. I have not been able to get a return call from two of the others. So if you were one of those people that called and wanted tickets, you'll have to call back and express your interest. How about that? So let's talk to our buddy John out there in North Carolina. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, it's a story. North Carolina just got permitless carry. It's not constitutional carry. There are some encumbrances on it, like most states have, which
sure.
go that route. But it was interesting to watch, because they kept rescheduling the vote, kicking the can down the line a month at a
sure.
time, until finally they actually did it. And I think it was Second Amendment Foundation read, the reason they kept doing that is they were one vote short of 60% override.
And right.
I know you don't want politics, but you can always count on a Republican to be one vote short.
I hear you.
It's just what they do. But this is the interesting part to me. It's completely uncovered by the news, and I had to use artificial intelligence. I tried three of them. Two out of the three, you ask if it got passed, and they say no. And you
wow.
respond back with, I think it did. And then
right.
it goes back and does a better search and says, yes, it passed.
Really?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Microsoft Copilot did that to me, and so did either Gemini or ChatGPT,
yep.
whatever it is. But
yep.
you had to ask it twice to get it to do it, and then it would say, yeah, it passed. So I said, so I respond again, so is it now legal to carry concealed? And it said, yes, you can. Now, we've had open carry for a long time.
Right.
And I think last year or the year before, they got rid of the handgun purchasing permit system, where you had to be pre-approved by your sheriff.
Right.
And I know what that was about. That was a legacy discrimination thing,
I
understand it.
Right.
But it fascinated me that the whole thing is, I don't hear it on the local radio news. I might call their station and ask them, are they aware? And
right.
Using AI. You know, do you ever use AI?
No, I have not. No, I have not. I did see something very, I saw something very cool, though, the other day. My grandkids both, my granddaughter plays T-ball, my grandson plays, regular ball. They're 5 and 6 years old. So, they had
Which
team pictures take.
I assume that they are completely competent with the internet.
Well, pretty much. I mean, yeah, they each have their little tablets that they play on and things like that. But I don't know about the internet. They know how to work their tablets. But the team pictures were taken, okay? And I'm not saying where they're from or, you know, who did the photos or anything like that. But you got your team photo, and then you got those two as, you know, brother and sister. Then you've got the different poses for each kid on each position and all that stuff. So once that was all done, the photographer then used, you know, a background, some kind of program, and created the photos and said, here's all your photos of your kids. And to download each digital photo is only $37. Not the whole collection, each individual picture.
Wow.
My daughter says, well, I'm not paying that kind of money for fit photos. So she went out, outside, took a couple pictures of the kids, went on ChatGPT, found a couple of backgrounds, you know, like the scoreboard and the team logo and all that stuff, and said, use this. And they created every bit of a beautiful picture as was created by the photographer, and it was free.
Yeah.
She said, you can only do two a day, but she said, you know what? I've got the pictures. I can do them at my leisure. you know, she said, I'll support the team. I'll buy a couple pictures, but, you know, I'm not buying every pose for every kid with every background.
And well, I said, if they hadn't gotten greedy, she wouldn't have been motivated.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's greed or just over-expectant as far as, you know, that type of thing, but just, you know, trying to play on the parents' need to have a picture of their kid in baseball uniform. So, but, yeah, I mean, I've never used it. I've seen articles written by it. I don't like it. Yeah, I like to write.
I've used it for stock quotes, and I've caught it with wrong numbers.
Mm.
And I'll respond with, I don't think that's right. And then it comes back again with the right number.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how it works. Not really.
I don't either. But if you have to force it to make the right choice, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't.
How about that?
This has to be a common experience, except a lot of people just never wonder about it.
Right. I have no idea. Well, at least you're not like your neighbors to the north. Now, this, I don't know if you can put this in, ChatGPT or one of them, but it was kind of fascinating. Virginia just banned gun possession under 21 unless you're supervised by an adult. Virginia defines an adult as 18. So you can't have a gun if you're 20 unless you're with an 18-year-old, then it's fine.
my wife and I are both very happy that we didn't stay in Virginia too long. We just passed through, and right now I don't want to drive in there, and I don't have to.
Right, that's a good thing. So
yeah,
that's good.
They're a special kind of crazy, but it's all in the north part around D.C. You know, the southern part of Virginia is gorgeous. It's pretty.
Cheat River, that area, southwestern Virginia. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful.
It's way prettier than where I live. I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah, exactly. Second largest smallmouth I ever caught out of a river, I caught in the Cheat River on a big old live soft-shell crayfish. Yeah, we were camping down there. There's a big campground development down there where we stayed for a week with the whole family, and man, I love fishing that river. You could wade all the way across, bunch of small fish, but man, that big fish hit. I was very happy. One of the kids pulled a crawfish out from under the rock and said, "Can you use this?" I said, "Oh, big old softshell crayfish. Yeah, that's my favorite bait on smallmouth in the river. That and helgramites." So. But yeah, I bent to the natural. I didn't go artificial. I wasn't having much luck, but that was great. So anyway, appreciate the call, buddy. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I haven't seen any turkeys lately. Right before the season opened, there was this one hen just kept walking around in the field across the street.
Mm-hmm. She's on the nest now. She's bred. She's on the nest. So
yeah,
I imagine that's why you're not seeing them. But I'll be going to Washington County on the 30th to hunt with my mentor, old Bobby Dutrow.
And he sent me a picture. And mostly have fun.
That's the main thing. They just drive me crazy, and I laugh at them at the same time. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he sent me a picture one he killed the other day. So I was very happy to see he shot another long beard, one of 80 or 90 that he's taken so far.
Wow.
So, all right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet.
See you, John.
Have a nice weekend.
You got it, buddy. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hey, you know, it's going to get chilly this week. It's not getting into the summertime temperatures yet, and so I'm very happy to have this gas fireplace insert here from Hearth America at Backyard Village, and you know what? You could, too. It's kind of end of season, but you know, it's not the end of the heating season just yet, but there's going to be a longer one coming up here in 6 months or so. So why don't you stop by Hearth America at Backyard Village right there off of Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. and check out the full line of gas fireplace inserts. If you have a, you know, a lot of people have fireplaces and they don't use them. Well, you can use it now. Or you can take a look at the freestanding wood stoves, pellet stoves. They've got all of that, that's for sure. They'll help you with, they'll do the installation. They'll help you with any of the other service that you need. And they will provide exemplary follow-up and service with you. So you'll enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the room filling heat, and the beauty of the firebox in the background and whatever you have behind it. So stop by. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is the exit off of Route 50 coming from the bridge. Drummer Drive is their location. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, look, the open house at Bell Creek Equipment. It was yesterday, now today, from 9 to 4, and tomorrow from 9 to 3. They've got Bad Boy mowers, LS tractors, Coyote tractors, Bad Boy tractors, CF Moto ATVs, and side-by-sides. Excuse me, they have the Hustler Lawn equipment and much, much more. Great financing deals, as low as 0% with your credit approval, of course. They've got giveaways with your purchase. And there will be vendor representatives on site. There's a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats are going to be there, along with the alpacas and the miniature donkeys, the food trucks, seafood, tacos, meat, you know, pit beef, that kind of stuff, something for the whole family. And we sure hope we see you there. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927. That's 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland, right between Easton and Preston. Call 410. It's right where you turn left to go to Harmony in Bethlehem. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. Their Facebook page is up and running. You can see some details there, too. Phone number again, 410-673-2700. No better time to get some equipment that you might need, that's for sure. Now, we've got two more events coming up, both on the same weekend. Same time frame next weekend, May 2nd. And the Haverty Grace 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival is coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Haverty Grace in conjunction with the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. This is a family-friendly event filled with fun for everyone, and it features over 100 exhibitors. They're going to present wildlife, art, decoys, outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions will highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers, and learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum located at 215 Giles Street. Visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com to download maps of the Decoy Festival because it's a little bit of a spread-out situation, but it's a great time for Haverty Grace. Make Haverty Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at decoymuseum.com. Now, we've attempted to contact all the people that wanted to get tickets for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Banquet next Saturday. And I'm your master of ceremonies, and they're having an exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday with great food, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open for the banquet at 4 p.m. It's going to be over at 7. I'm not going to mess around. We'll get you in there, get you fed, get you raffled off, and get you out of there. You, too, can enjoy the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and you'll get the digital Bugle magazine sent to you. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays during the day for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great prizes and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. This week, final offer, final ask. I'm giving away two tickets for this event to lucky listeners. Just call in. Not one each, one per person. Just call in to 410-WCBM-680. That's 922-6680, our regular call-in number. Leave your name and number with Aaron if you are definitely interested in going. You may win a ticket. Several of the people did not return my call. They can call back. We're not going to hold it against them. If you didn't understand the call, call back in. But you got a ticket waiting, but you've got to go. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, you can register on your own if you don't want to call in at Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org. Or for questions, give Denise a call. And here's that number. Write it down, 302-335-3635. That's Denise. Her number for tickets and other information is 302-335-3635. I'll see you there. I'm going to be there. All right. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yep, we'll be going bass fishing on May 2nd. Already got the date booked, April 30th for turkeys, May 2nd for fishing. I cannot wait to get this year kicked off. I did get my new fishing license. I bought the card that you carry in your wallet with all your licenses on the back. Pretty convenient. I like it. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for holding on, buddy.
Hey, no worries, Alan. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Ah, that's good. Haven't talked to you for a while.
No, it's been a minute.
Not much going on.
What's up with you?
Yeah. Went through a pretty hard time, but coming to the end, so coming out the other side, so everything's getting better.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train coming at you.
Yeah, that is true. I've been hit by the train, so.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, buddy.
Getting ready for turkey season, are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm ready. I've got the gunshot in. I've got the, you know, put some holes in some targets, and that's ready to go. Put a new red dot on the turkey gun. Had the ammunition. Thank goodness I didn't have to buy any TSS this time, you know, this time. But, and I got the 12 gauge ready to go with some heavy shot if I need to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't get to the little place in Queen Anne's County, but I know the birds are there, some of them. And but my annual trip to Washington County is always just a hoot. Bobby's a good Christian man, and we have good fellowship and good friendship, and he teaches me a lot. And might even drag Chris along this
year. Is that the guy with this 80 or 90 birds?
Yeah, he's the guy. Yep, he's the guy.
Yeah.
And got another one the other day, sent me a big picture. He's got this beautiful little cutout, small acreage, I think 6 or 8 acres, something like that, surrounded by woods, and he's got to pull the birds onto that property, and the guy's house is on the property too, so you know, we got to watch, we got to be careful of our safety zone and all that. But he's able to pull, he's got this little section dug out behind this big tree, and he's got, you know, dead wood stacked around it to block your, you know, block the turkeys from seeing you, and you kind of scooch down in there. And he calls, and all those shells are there. You know, the shotgun shells are laying there of all the birds that were shot, except my first one. And there's probably a dozen, 15 shell casings laying there where the, you know, where people have been successful in that little hole in that little short, little small property. The turkeys just love that place, and it's great to see them coming.
Nice.
And, you know, yeah, it's great to see them coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So. A lot of fun, even if I didn't get one. Last year, one got by me, and I screwed up pretty bad, but I just laugh about it. What are you going to do? So.
That's the way it goes sometimes. That's why it's called hunting and not killing. So.
No, that's why they make me laugh, because I've never been that great on them, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I don't have the...
I've never given it a shot. I got turkeys around here. One of you mine just was hunting the past 2 days. He cut through my property. He asked for permission. I told him fine, and he was hunting up on the government land and didn't hear a bird. And I've had pictures of him on camera.
But
I guess most of the pictures have been afternoon and evening. I've never really had any good morning pictures. What is it?
Right.
It's right on the side of the mountain. There's a thick stand of laurel in there, and deer and turkey just get up in there and hide and.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, that's bedding area, that's for sure.
I've talked to a couple friends who hunt, and no one's hearing any birds now.
Yeah. Well, the weather's been a little iffy, too. I mean, it's been cold at night, and then it's hot in the daytime. I mean, it's a different kind of spring. I guess it's semi-normal. You know, they used to say if you don't like the weather in Maryland in the spring, wait 15 minutes. So that's kind of where we are. It's kind of where we are with the fishing trip, too. You know, the lake's down, the temperatures are up. You think the fish are getting ready to spawn, but I keep telling my buddy, listen, be calm. It has to do with the time of day, the diurnal period. I know. You know, so. But it's fun.
Sometimes there's just too many variables, isn't there?
Too many variables, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Water's low, water's high, pollen's on the water, you can't see them, it's windy on the lake, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but
yeah.
I told him, I said, look, it's not, I look forward to this trip, once a year trip, every year. We've been doing it 23 years. It's about friend, fellowship. If we catch a fish, that's fun. But, and we'll catch some fish, one or two, if not 25 or 30, you know, so it all depends.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, You have days when, like we had a couple of years ago, 3 5-pound smallmouth back to back to back, you know. So, and we got to see all of them on the bed. So, you know, catch them, put them back. So, but,
well,
yeah,
it was nice it's always when, when you're doing that.
Always a good time. Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, anyway.
All righty. Well, I'll get off here and let someone else chat with you.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Look, anytime, you know, you're bumping up against it, just let us know. We'll put you on the prayer list for sure.
I appreciate that. I wish I'd done that, but put me on a prayer list.
You're on there, buddy.
All the prayers I can get.
We all can.
I want to give a shout out to my old buddy Teddy. He's been a good
man. Hey, Teddy.
Yep.
He's a good man.
All this, so. Yes, yep. He is. Take care of yourself,
yes.
Alan.
All right, Chris.
Good luck out there.
Take
I'll
care,
talk
man.
To you next week, hopefully.
All right, man. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yep. 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line, Aaron?
Not right now.
Anybody call for tickets?
Not yet.
All right. Yeah, you keep a positive attitude through the whole thing. Well, folks, I'll tell you what we're doing this weekend. If I get a chance to get to Bell Creek, I'll get out there and say hi to the folks. But I'm putting together the 2026 Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. I'm amazed. We did the layout. What I do is I block all the ads into where they're supposed to be in the publication. We're at 80 pages this year. Biggest Maryland Loves Crabs we've had in a long time. It's going to be a really nice magazine. And a lot of good articles, good recipes, on how to catch blue catfish. That's going to run. We've got a gender reveal article in there that's pretty cool. So there's a lot of information that is publicly available, but you know, people just don't go on and look for that kind of stuff unless you're really, 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 really interested in that type of thing. We've got some commercial fishing stuff in there. We've got the trawl survey on crab population during the summer. The winter trawl survey, I'm sure, is completed, but, you know, it hasn't come out yet. It usually comes out about a week after we put the magazine to bed. Used to be able to include it, but our advertisers insist that we get it out earlier, so we do. So we should be having that delivered the first week of May, as promised. New advertisers from all across the state, some companies and some people that are, you know, that are new to us. So we're just very happy with the way the whole thing worked. A lot of work, a lot of windshield time, and I'm not complaining or bragging. I'm just telling you, when you see this, you'll know that there was a lot of effort put into it. So I want to thank our designer, Jennifer, for all her hard work, and we'll get it all together this weekend and hopefully be printed this coming week. So that's the plan anyway. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Sponsors. Yep. Love our sponsors. People really like the show, and they really like to tell our sponsors, and we hope that you tell our sponsors that you hear about them here on the Outdoors and Radio Show when you go there for their services or their food or whatever it might be. So Spurry's Tire Service, right here in town. They just did a complete brake job, all four wheels and all four tires for me last month. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, kind of behind the Aldis, if you know where that is. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. Whatever your car requires, they'll have it. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And here's a great offer from Bridgestone. They have a financing program, which I have been I have accepted and made my payment the other day for my Firestone. What are they? Whatever they are, my four Firestone tires. And you know what? That's nice that you can finance them. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. They have a farm team that goes from farm to farm. If you don't know that and you're farming the area, give Spurrier's a call. They'll come out and help you out. How about that? If you have a trailer, an ATV, they take care of that too. Any kind of trailer, any kind of ATV. Spurrier's offers tire repair on the spot sometimes, and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Spurrier's Farm Service Team, 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurrier out and about, if he's in the shop or around town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Mike's the owner. So stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. You can say hi to Brent, too. He's the one that's the nerves. He's the nerve center in there, that's for sure. In Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. I said no appointment needed for tires. You need them, you walk in. You might wait a little bit. If they have them, they'll put them on. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. That's for sure. Now, you know, I said Backyard Billy's about the stoves and all that stuff, too, but they're called Backyard Billy's because they have anything and everything you need for your backyard. Yes, indeed. They sure do. Tables and chairs, just a tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs. There's Adirondack chairs. There's 1,000 of them stacked up around the place. Gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and gazebos and pergolas and sheds. Yes, indeed. Storage sheds, greenhouses, chicken coops, dog kennels, all that stuff for your outdoors. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and, I'm sorry, by Big Green Egg. Traeger's gone. And Memphis for sure. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and a lot of other stuff. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, you know, for your patio, for your beach house, for any theme, any budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. A bunch of little weird stuff, too. You know, crazy stuff that you wouldn't think of, but you go, oh, that's cool. When you go in there and look at it, visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week. That's Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. That's right, Route 50, Exit 44. That is Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
That's true. That's true. We got to find our Eastern Shore selection from Bird Dog Wheeler and the, whatever his group is called. Yeah, we've got an Eastern Shore song that I'm a redneck from the Eastern Shore. I can't remember the title of it. We used to play it all the time, Aaron. Maybe you can look through the vault for that.
Eastern Shore Redneck. But, we'll have that coming up for you in the second hour.
Oh, good. You found it, huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good man. Good man. All right. 410 WCBM 680. We're still trying to give away two tickets. We thought we had them gone, but left messages for a couple folks and did not get a return call. So we're not going to rule you out. We'll call again this week. But, you know, if you've got a message from me, I'm no stranger. I just say I'm Alan Ellis from the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Please give me a call. Here's my number. And if you don't reply, sorry about that. Sorry about that. So, but, yeah, the event is on May 2nd. Starts at 4, runs till 7. You can shoot sporting clays all day long, starting at 9 o'clock for just $35. That's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit. So, I want to talk about Clyde's Sports Shop, too. You know, Clyde's has been around since 1957, coming up on some kind of anniversary there next year. And they've been, you know, the go-to spot right there in Baltimore for a very long time for live bait, for frozen bait, for minnows, for crabbing supplies. They've always specialized in Shakespeare. And back in the day, I used to know their rep for Shakespeare that used to go around from store to store. So that means they've got the famous Ugly Stick fishing rod. And they're one of the few places that stock Fluger, which is a very fine line of mid-range fishing tackle, that type of thing. Rods and reel combos, St. Croix rods, which are a little step up from the average if you're looking for a fine fishing rod. St. Croix, been doing that for a long time. I don't know if Getty Browning is still the rep for St. Croix and Buck Knives or not, but I ran into him early on in my career. So, you know, they carry the quality stuff, and they've got all the baits for every kind of fishing you need. They've got perch and trout and panfish and bass and, you know, all the terminal tackle. For rockfish, they got the circle hooks and the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes, and they've got the frogs for snakeheads and that type of thing. This great place is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit 9, in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. Phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They're a full-line Browning dealer, and they carry quite a complement of handguns and long guns as well. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Excuse me, and Clyde's has been open, is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. Anything that you need to play, Aaron, there as far as our commercials?
We do have two more recorded spots. You want to get to those?
Why don't you go ahead and play those?
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me round a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. There you go. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I love it out there. I spend too much time working and not time enough in the outdoors. That's why I relish these trips that I've been taking for sometimes decades and sometimes just, you know, a few years. And I enjoy the people that I hunt with. And but I also like to get out there on my own. You know, I've shared this before. One of my goals every year is to hunt by myself and be able to harvest the deer, track the deer if need be. Usually don't need to track them too far. You know, field dress that animal, get it out of the woods, and loaded on the truck all by my own self. That just gives me a feeling of accomplishment and keeps me young, I guess you could say. And I love doing it. So, yeah, indeed. So, anyway, and I like catching big fish. And I like being able to fool them. And I like, you know, being able to pull the trigger on a turkey, although it's not a priority. I just like, you know, we had a turkey last year. I think he gobbled 40 some times on the roost. I like to count them, you know. And we had him, he had him fly down. He got with hens. He got across the property line, worked his way back through the woods, came around from the other side of where he was. And when he got to us, I must have moved, somebody did something, and he ducked down and behind a log and just booked out of there. And my buddy Bobby said, shoot. And I'm like, I didn't see the beard. I can't, you know, I didn't want to kill any of the wrong bird, which is a problem for me sometimes. But when he turned and was headed too far away to shoot, that old beard was wagging in front of him. I'm like, oh, man, what a nice turkey. But Bobby did wind up taking that bird, that big bird, a few days later. So that's good. So, but, yeah, I enjoy it, but they make a monkey out of me, no question. They really do. So anyway, favorite part of the spring, turkey hunting and smallmouth bass fishing, that's for sure. Yep. Anyway, we're still trying to give a ticket away to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit next Saturday. You gotta go. I mean, it's a $50 ticket, and we're just not going to waste it. So, and I don't mean that we don't want to give it away. We do. We definitely do. So, but let's get somebody in here that wants to go. It's going to be a great time. No question about it. I've emceed these benefits before on numerous occasions, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. And you could win great prizes or win a new gun. I won a gun the other night. I don't know if I told you. I was at the I probably did. I was at the Fur Trappers Banquet down in Coward County, and they pulled my ticket for a Beretta A300. Yeah. So not that lucky usually. Well, there's the music, folks. What that tells you is we're only at the end of the first hour, only halfway through. Only halfway through. Oh. Get out, stay safe if you're getting in the turkey woods. It's time to be there. It's starting to get a little light out there, so. But remember, you got a lot of things going on here. You got faith, you got family, you got friends, and you got your freedom. So remember all that. Hold it close. We live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. 250 years we've been able to preserve this representative republic. So I just want to thank God every day for that. Love you, Lord. Love your family. Love your friends. Enjoy your freedom. We'll be right back.